Aircheckdownloads.com.
Rufus and Chaka Khan. Ain't nobody on BBC Radio Stoke. It's almost 6:10. Now, if you are just waking up, good morning. It is Saturday. Now, if you're picking out the curtains this morning, you may be forgiven for thinking Santa's on his way, because when I looked out this morning, it was dark and it was cold and it was all foggy. And I was like, what? It's like, have I been transported back to December the 24th? It was like not April weather whatsoever. It is getting lighter now, though, so you might be able to get away with it, but yes, this is not what we want for April the 15th. We want a bit more sun. I'll check on the weather forecast for you for a bit. Not London weather, Stoke and Staffordshire and Cheshire weather. We've got loads on the show today. We are talking hairdressers. Getting anywhere nice on your holidays? We're talking that barefoot runner. You see, I see him all the time around Tunstall. He's got a big race coming up, and I see him and I think, right, one word comes to mind, I'm like, crazy. He runs everywhere and he's bare feet, funnily enough. Britain's Got Talent is on the telly tonight, new series. I was talking to Ruby. Now, Ruby's put together this morning's show. She's produced it. And I said, I don't believe I've watched Britain's Got Talent since Susan Boyle won. I'm not a Saturday night telly person, but there's a chap who was on it a few years ago. He was in the final, and he's appearing locally, so we're going to be catching up with him. Get the goss, what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, we obviously just see what's edited for the television, but we'll be finding out what actually goes on behind the scenes at Britain's Got Talent. It's the Grand National today. If you're having a bit of a flutter, the 175th meet, I think it is, at Aintree, this afternoon, I know nothing. You know, me and sport generally, but horse racing. So we'll be talking more about that as well. And first dates. Right, you know when your day is just plodding along. Yesterday, it ended on a high, because I ended up corresponding with two gentlemen that I used to go to school with, one through text and one through a phone call. And so many memories came flooding back from what? I don't know what, let's think about this, 42 years ago. Wow. That's a long time. But yes, talking first dates on the show, because I was chatting to mine last night. It's all right. Before you say anything, I was talking to my husband about it this morning, because he was at work last night. So you might think I had some clandestine conversation with my first love, who at 11 took me to the pictures, but no, it was nothing like that. It wasn't that seedy. But I want to know about your first dates, where you went, and if you went on your own, because I do believe there was a group of us went on my first ever date. All that to come on the show this morning. If you want to get in touch, 81333, start your message with the word Stoke, or you can WhatsApp 08000 321 333. Again, start your message with the word Stoke.
AirCheckDownloads.com.